Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet David Steak, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1, and here we go.
Oh man, I'd F those feet.
Woohoo.
Yummy.
I'm gonna be eggless.
I like turtles.
Who? It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that.
Hey, good night.
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where is that? It's Sunday, sleeping in,
eating brunch.
Spider! Spider, spider!
Mom's a hag. Look at her.
I got a jug of jizz.
Facials.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
Mo Menender.
He's been empty every day because he's doing it a lot.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your weekend. Good morning, Klein Alley Show. Back in your ear holes where we belong. I'm Klein. There's Alley. That is Jake the Nerd over there. DJ Omar Khan.
Hey.
Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa in the back. We are together again, like Captain Planet. You can interact with the show starting immediately, 800-520-1067. Start listening, start taking notes. As boring as that may sound now, it could result in you winning yourself into a festival taking place on the beaches of Santa Monica, California. Lovely, always beautiful Santa Monica Ocean Way Festival. The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more.
Always beautiful? What beach are you talking about?
Always be- that was sarcasm. But
oh, okay.
I think where the festival will be taking place will be a nice part of the beach. I'm sure they'll...
They'll clear away the used needles.
They'll power wash the funk out of there for a little bit.
I do feel bad that we are asking people on a Friday, where a lot of times on a Friday you would like to just phone in your day, that we're asking people to whip out a notebook and actually pay attention. Yep. You know how sometimes you get to work and you're like, oh man, today's like a demanding day.
Sucks.
I wasn't really ready for that.
Well, when we get those meetings sprung on us on a Friday.
Let's come up with ideas. I'm like, no.
We're checked out.
I just can't generate that right now.
It's just Summer Friday. A lot of companies, not our company, but a lot of companies have these Summer Friday hours where people only go in for, I don't think anyone ever goes in anymore, but I think people go in for like half a day on Fridays, and then they get to leave at noon or something.
Our summer hours, they didn't stay an extra hour.
I know. So, yes, our summer hours are the opposite. We did this all wrong.
And then they extended them through the whole year.
When I worked at MTV, which was years ago, when anyone cared about MTV, they had that summer hours. I couldn't believe I was blown away.
They're
like, by the way, it's Friday. Everyone gets to leave at noon. I was like, are you kidding me? What do we have to do for that?
Do you think they still do that, though, over there? Probably not, right?
think that anyone works there anymore.
Oh, it's just gone. Completely gone?
It's just ridiculousness. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's a Halloween store at Spirit now.
Yeah, it's just a pop-up tent.
It's just a pop-up tent.
Hey.
But at the time, that was like a big deal. And everyone was like in such a better mood because kind of similar to our concept of the four-day work week, when you knew Thursday was there, you're like, well, Friday's a nothing. You go in for a couple hours and then you're done.
I feel like Fridays, though, in general, if people leave early, you don't have to check with anyone. Like, you can just leave.
I have a friend who has a job who has currently summer Fridays, and he has not told, he's had this job for years, he has not told his wife he has summer Fridays.
What does he do?
He just does whatever the hell he wants. He says, she just assumes every day, because he gets home at like 5:36, depending on traffic or whatever, and on Fridays, he's done at noon, and he just says, I'll go to a movie. I think he went and saw that movie last week.
The Odyssey?
Odyssey. And then I think every Friday he just does whatever he wants to do. It's like 4 hours where he's supposedly at work, wow. But he can do whatever he wants.
Does he ever slip up and
never mess up?
He's like, oh, I hated that movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's been 3 years. It's 3 years, I think. He's never mentioned that he has these summer Fridays. He just gets like 4 hours to himself every Friday. How
great
is that?
Well, because if you tell your partner that you have time off, they create a to-do list for you immediately.
Summer Fridays, here you go. Dry cleaner. A grocery store.
You should have never told your wife that your kids went to camp.
Oh my God, I know. That's stupid me.
Look at all the things you've had to do since then.
Spilled so much stuff. I don't know. I'll get into it. What I did yesterday was the dumbest, most giant waste of time of my entire life.
And it makes me jealous that you have this time off and that you're also wasting it.
Get to it next. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, 800-520-1067. In moments, a $500 Friday will be here, which means you have the opportunity to take not one, not two, not three, not four, but $500 of Allie's money. She's pregnant, you should feel bad about it, but also you should feel pretty great if you get $500 additional dollars to start your weekend.
Nah, I don't feel bad. Equality.
All you have to do is answer some questions about stuff happening in the news.
Yo, I thought Klein was a bad parent for telling his kids what he was going to do to his mom. And after hearing Allie...
Not my mom, to my wife. I was going to do them to their mom, not my mom. That's weird.
Good clarification.
I was going to turn their mom into a balloon animal.
Basically teach her kid how to shoplift. That's actually kind of crazy. I can't tell who the worst parent is.
Thank
I think you.
You
guys should have your kids fight each other to find out who the worst parent is. All right? Happy Friday.
Well, I think if we agreed to let our kids fight each other, that would make us both the worst parents.
Oh, and I would never agree to that because your bruiser would kick my kid's
little,
ass.
Kick your little tutu-wearing son's ass.
He doesn't wear a tutu.
Well, whatever
it's
he
a
wears.
Leotard.
Okay.
And now he has a mouth guard and he's playing flat football and he got a touchdown, okay?
The fact that you say he doesn't wear a tutu, it's a leotard, is the funniest argument ever.
It's a bright orange leotard.
Yesterday, I tried to not be a bad parent because I'm not good at building stuff, but I attempt to do it anyway. And usually, yes, there's extra pieces at the end, and every once in a while, I'll have to call a task rabbit to help me finish it. But yesterday, I decided to build something all by myself. And, like a stupid dumb idiot, I'm not good at measurements. And so I built this entire thing, which was a Papa Shot thing.
Basketball thing?
Oh,
wow.
Because...
That's fun.
Well, I thought it was going to be fun.
Is it one of those flimsy-ass ones, though, that's like...
It's not the great one you'd find at, like, a Chuck E. Cheese. I'll put it that
way.
It's
the one where, like, the sides are just, canvas material?
Yes.
How much was it? Was it cheap?
Under 200.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
somewhere
that's
between
decent.
Somewhere between one, and there was a digital coupon, so I want to say it was actually closer to 150. But regardless, the thing came in a million pieces. You think to yourself, "All right, I see what this looks like put together. Is this like going to be snapping together 5 things or 1,000 things?" Mm-hmm. And this was 1,000 things, but I did it because it was trying to get it done. So a big. Surprise for my kids. I thought that was my way of earning their
love.
Well,
surprise for one kid, right? Only one kid cares
about
that.
One kid. That's right. The better one. And I built the thing. Took me hours. And when I finally pulled it apart, you have to, at the end, you extend it. It did not fit. There was nowhere to stand to shoot the basket. It went wall to wall. There was nowhere to stand.
Oh, so there's not another place you can put it?
No other place to put it. Nope, unless I put it right in the middle of like the living room.
Put it in your living room.
No other place to put it.
Put it in your garage. It's a great garage thing.
After I said this to my wife, I said, this thing is going to be too big. I said that from the very beginning. She said, no, she's going to love it. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
Is it going in her room?
That was the thought, was to put it in her room. And I said, there's nowhere to put it in her room. This is a Papa Shot. There's no, the room is a bed and that's
right,
it.
Right, you have room to pop.
Right. So I built the thing. And then as soon as I showed her how big it was, she goes, you're right. Take it apart. Let's send it back. And I
you didn't decide to do the measurements ahead of time?
Well, I did the measurements, but the measurements I looked at were for when it was folded up, not when it was unfolded. And that's a totally different thing, apparently.
Yes.
It's a difference between 40 inches and 80 inches, Allie. And
that 80 inches
that's
is big.
That's a massive difference.
Oh, my God.
So if you think you wasted any of your day yesterday to build this thing, which took me, I mean, and it was hot, too. It was hot, sweating. Look, I felt like a real man. I was putting those stupid little wrenches that
they
sent me.
You're putting it together indoors, though, right?
I'm putting it together indoors, but I'm sitting, you know, no air conditioning. I got a window black. I'm right in a window. I'm getting cooked. I
mean,
I'm
you still have no air conditioning?
Sweating. I just didn't turn it on. I was too lazy to walk over and turn it on. And I built this whole effing thing. And I go, finally, it looks good. I was about to start inflating the balls, start shooting one. Oh. And I stretch it out, and it goes, I go, well, this ain't fitting here. And so she goes, yeah, you're right. Let's send it back. So I sat that back down and took it apart piece by piece.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, you can't fit all that stuff back in the box it came in.
Oh, no, it's impossible. It's like putting a tent back in its original bag.
That's just, I'm going to send them back half the pieces.
So you have to ship it back?
I have to ship it back.
Can I have it?
You know what? I'll sell it to you.
It's 80 inches? Yeah, that is big.
80 inches. 80 inches.
I put that.
It is.
If I bought it off you for half the price, would you take that?
It's funny. I started to go through the process of returning it on Amazon, and they go, "What's the reason?" And then I wrote, "Doesn't fit." And they go, "All right, you have to pay to ship it back." And the shipping back was the same thing as it was cost as
what?
Much. And then I changed. And then I went back and I changed my answer to. Inaccurate website description.
I know. When you make those selections, you're like,
And then it goes, all right, we'll pay for the shipping now.
Cool.
Like, all right, phew, thank God. So we got to take a break. We're back in a second. If you want Allie's money, I recommend you call right now. 800-520-1067. You could buy up to 3 Papa Shots if you take Allie's money today.
Yeah.
Think of all the Papa Shots you could be having
just
in your
surrounded
house.
By Papa Shots.
Nonstop. The number to call is 800-520-1067. There's 5 questions all about the news. We'll come back with that after this on a $500 Friday night.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Just a regular Friday right now, but it's about to turn into a $500 Friday for someone, and all you have to do is be on the phone and ready to answer some questions about stuff happening in the news. This is all technically news, and if you do better than Allie, who will attempt to stand in your way, you get no money, but
it's getting easier for me to stand in your way.
She is in your way regardless if she's trying to or not, so she is setting a pick and roll everywhere she goes, and the reality is all you need to do is be on the phone, answer questions about things happening in the world. Do better than Allie as she sequesters herself outside in the hallway.
Okay.
And if you do better than Allie does, well, then she will be forced to give you $500. If for some reason you lose, you get no money, but you will get yourself a limited edition piece of Klein Allie Show merch, which could be one of them shirts that says, "I've never been intimate with Jake," which is a very in-demand item. It could be one of the 323 Tip Bowley hats, the Sweet Dibbits hats, or the Make Allie Fat Again Maffa hats, or Maffa hats, depending on how you say it. So all could be yours. We say good morning right now to, wow, this is going to be interesting, another Allie. This is an Allie on Allie battle from Huntington Beach, California. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
God, I hope you win. This would be great. I don't know if Allie, in the history of Allie Knows the News, has ever battled another Allie. So the opportunity to take her down at her own game. And someone will have to say Allie Knows the News. It's going to be great. I hope it's our Allie that says it and you win the money. So get ready. Questions are ready. Here we go. Answer these quickly, confidently, and accurately. Let's go.
Allie Knows the News.
Question number one. Which professional team was at the White House yesterday where they were called by the president, quote, "one of the great brands anywhere in the world"?
The Dodgers.
We got a question number two. Good news, L.A. That's sarcasm. This has increased 3.4% since it was last calculated. What is up 3.4% in Los Angeles?
Unemployment.
We got a question number three. Update on Jackie the Bald Eagle, the Big Bear Eagle. Everyone's been sending thoughts and prayers to Jackie, who is improving, but Jackie's condition is currently considered in what? Sorry, that's a terribly worded question. But Jackie's condition is currently what?
Critical.
We go to question number four. Burger King is now guaranteeing one specific menu item, saying if you're not happy, the next one will be free. What are they putting a Burger King guarantee on?
Whopper?
And finally, question number five. One of the finest performers ever, Weird Al Yankovic, turned down a seven-figure offer to perform where? Because he said it felt icky. Where did he refuse to perform, even though he was offered over $1 million?
The Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. I get it. That place is icky. That's right. All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. Our Allie is entering the studio. That's a different Allie on the phone. Money's up for grabs. Bragging rights up for grabs. Limited edition merch up for grabs. And hopefully, if you're just listening, driving around, you're going to learn something about the world. Allie, question one.
Yes, hello.
Oh, by the way, I should point out, you're playing another Allie on the phone right now. It's an Allie battle.
Oh, man, now I don't know what to think.
Taking down their own type. Question one. Which professional sports team was at the White House yesterday where they were called by the president, quote, one of the great brands anywhere in the world?
Yeah, I believe that would be the Dodgers.
Okay, it was the Dodgers. And interesting because I think of the Dodgers as a team. I think of them, they are a brand, but it's just such a strange way to refer to them.
Very businessy way to say it.
Very businessy way to say it. But congratulations, both of you got that. So we are now tied up at one as we go to question number two. Good news, LA, and that's sarcastic. This has increased 3.4% since it was last calculated.
That would be homelessness, Klein.
Okay, she said unemployment, which feels like it's so close, but the correct answer is homelessness.
They could have something to do with each other.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Billions.
Billions spent to keep this number from increasing, yet it keeps on going up, 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 and Allie gets the point and goes up 2-1 on other Allie, and we go to question number three. Jackie the Bald Eagle.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of attention. Apparently condition improving, but what is Jackie the Bald Eagle's current condition listed as?
She's still in critical condition,
all
I
right.
believe.
She said critical as well. It's weird to hear improving but still critical because I thought once
you're
improving...
They gave her a blood transfusion.
Wow, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know, crazy that they can do that on an eagle.
But once they go critical, I thought then they go to serious or something else. But just staying in critical.
Still critical.
Still critical, yeah. And Allie got that and Allie got that. So both of you still... fighting it out here. Our Allie is up one still with two questions left. Burger King is guaranteeing one of their menu items. And they're saying if you're not happy with this item, the next one will be free. What is the guarantee now happening from Burger King?
God. No diarrhea?
A no diarrhea guarantee? Mm-hmm. That would be very on... Listen, that's a ballsy thing to do, but I'm telling you, you're trying to make a statement right now.
Right.
So Allie claims that they are guaranteeing that if you get diarrhea...
You'll get
a free...
More diarrhea on us.
Okay. That is not right. Okay. I'll tell you who got it right. It's like you forget you're playing for $500 here. Allie on the phone said the Whopper guarantee, and that is the correct answer.
Wait, they're guaranteeing what?
They're guaranteeing that if you're not satisfied with your Whopper, your next one will be free. It's a Whopper guarantee.
That's
big news. Just came out in the last 24 hours.
Even if you were satisfied with your Whopper, why didn't you just say that you were unsatisfied so you can get another Whopper?
Well, people will probably do that. And
yeah.
They probably don't care. They're just trying to get people to go to Burger King. But for a while when they were trying to say they had better fries than McDonald's, they did this whole fry guarantee situation.
They're trying too hard.
It's a little thirsty.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is the correct answer. Allie on the phone. So yes. Now it's all tied up. Going into this final question. Weird Al Yankovic, one of the finest performers that ever was and ever will be, apparently turned down a seven-figure offer to perform somewhere because he said it was, quote, icky. Where did he refuse to perform because he said it felt icky, even though he was offered seven figures?
Maybe he was asked to perform at that 250th White House celebration.
Ooh, interesting.
At the White House?
That's your guess? He claims that he was asked to perform at the Saudi Arabia Comedy Festival.
Oh, yes. And I remember that. Everybody was performing at that.
I didn't need to take that amount of money because it made me feel icky is what it did. So he turned it down. No point for you. Sadly, our contestant, Allie, guessed that it was Madison Square Garden. So she's also wrong. So now we find ourselves in one of these very unsatisfying ties. And it's $500. And, you know, ties usually go to the house. But... If we must, I mean, if this is going to come down to a tiebreaker situation.
I mean, it's an alley-on-alley battle. I feel like it's a good way to end it on a fair note. Ties just kind of feel, especially on a $500 Friday.
No, alley off.
All right, it's an alley off. Woo. First one.
She's probably way hotter than me, too. Most Allies are attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I met one in Hawaii. She worked at the snorkel store. Hi, I'm Allie. I'm like, of course you are.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Well, the whole reason we hired you for this thing is we heard your name, and then you showed up. We go, oh, good God.
Oh, my God. They don't spell it the same usually, the hot ones.
Here is your question, guys. This booze brand is launching its own line of sneakers that can hold up to 4 shots of the booze in the sneaker. Can anyone answer this question? This booze brand is launching its own line of sneakers that can hold up to 4 shots of the booze in the actual sneaker.
It's got to be a vodka brand.
Tequila.
I'm going to go with Smirnoff.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to go with Patron.
Patron is also wrong.
Oh.
So we're back to a tie. It's Fireball.
Fireball, that makes sense.
All right, well, sadly, this alley off came to an end, and we're going to call this thing a tie, which means you get no money, but you do get a limited edition piece of merch. And what must you shamefully admit, both of you at the same time, on K-Rock? Go ahead.
I'm Allie from Huntington Beach, and Allie knows the news.
It's a great mood. Hopefully you're paying attention to today's show, so we can send you to Santa Monica Ocean Way Festival, and you can see some Jack White, and some Killers, and some Sublime, and many others. That'll be coming up. And if you want to go to Universal Studios Hollywood, we have those tickets for you as well coming up next hour right here on K-Rock.
What do you think is the most embarrassing thing that can happen to you at the gym? There are a lot of ways you can embarrass yourself at the gym, but I think there's one most embarrassing thing.
Lifting a weight that's not that heavy, and like it's you need someone to come out. You need like someone
or
to come save
you.
Or
you bench press and you can't get the press bar.
And there's no plates on the. It's just the bar, sir. And you're like, I know, but someone help me lift it.
You had to use assistance to carry the bar.
Not for the bar only, but there's definitely times where there's not a lot of weight. Like in my mind, I'm like, I think this thing must be like 500 pounds, and it's like barely over 100. And like I, one of those like big like a real. One time, a woman had to come and help me at the gym. That was really embarrassing too, because. I couldn't lift.
What did she? Like, you couldn't lift it?
Yeah, she had to like help me lift the. I was set up badly on the bench, and it was my elbows were like too close, and I couldn't like, trap
the
them.
The woman was me, and it was me trying to help climb.
That's such a great walk of shame, where you put weights on a bar, then you sit down to do the thing, and then you have to get back up and take the weight off because you realize
you have too much. That's pretty embarrassing, and you hope that no one saw that. You almost pretend like you just did like.
You're
three,
like anyway. I just did sets. One rep like that. I would say beyond that, though, one of the more embarrassing things a person can do is have a run-in with the treadmill.
What do you mean a run-in with the treadmill?
Like an oopsie with the treadmill.
Oh, you fall off, you trip,
you do that thing where you do that sprint, but it's going too fast, and you have to like jump off and abandon gym.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, watch people fall off a treadmill is always a good laugh.
So I had an incident with the treadmill yesterday. I went down to the gym in this building after we had our show meeting and binged on a bunch of chips and cheesies that a listener had sent us. I felt like I could just feel the bloat beginning. I was like, I got to get on a treadmill and do something. So I went down there.
Cody sent us a big box of chips from Canada.
I know. And client's like, we're going to wait and taste test these later. I was like, open.
Yeah, so
like,
funny.
I'm not waiting.
Fat Allie was like, she was in rare form yesterday.
Oh my God, I was starving.
We got this box, so all these chips that aren't available in America. He went to Canada or something, so he sent us a bunch of them, some interesting flavors. And we're like, great, let's hold on to these. And Allie's like, go open them now.
These are called cheesies, and they're going in my mouth.
Yeah, Allie goes, pass me the cheesies. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's like Godzilla had attacked our office.
I went down there. I did my little warm up where I was kind of jogging.
You felt that bad? You felt that bad about
it? No, I'd planned on going anyway, but I was like, I was anxious to get down there because I just started feeling bad. So I started kind of doing this slow jog, and I don't go down to this gym very often. I usually go to my place at the YMCA by my house. So I'm doing my little, well, love the YMCA, shout out. I decide I'm done with the warm up, and I press the stop button on the screen, and I did not realize that the treadmills down there, they don't just gradually slow down. They stop, like, pretty immediately. And I was not anticipating that. And, of course, like everyone else at the gym, I'm watching a screen. I'm watching something on my phone. I'm not really paying attention. And I'm expecting to go to a walk and then eventually
why would you expect that?
Every treadmill on the planet, when you hit the word stop, when you hit stop, stops instantly.
No.
None of them slow down.
If you pull that like emergency cord.
Omar's right. It's a giant red safety button. Because if you wanted to cool down, you would have hit the button that says cool down.
But I didn't pull the red safety button thing or like that little emergency tab.
No, you could either do that and then that stops it immediately, or you hit stop because stop means stop.
Stop means stop.
But they have to know that stop, you're already running. You can't just completely, no one can just completely stop.
It's an emergency kind of feature for all treadmills.
Well, in this case, shoelace, it created an emergency.
Allie, because if, if your shoelace is stuck in the thing, you know, there's a million reasons why stop means stop. If you wanted, I could give you three reasons that most people would use if they wanted to slow down gradually. There's a cooldown button. There's those arrows. You just push the arrows.
Or the number two.
I can't press the arrows like that when I'm running. It's like, I feel like I miss the arrows.
Just press the number two to slow you down to two.
All right, I press stop because I'm done.
Okay.
And right, at the treadmill where I usually go, it is a gradual slowdown.
Let me get this
when
straight.
I press
really?
Stop.
You press stop and the treadmill stopped. And that was surprising to you. When you pressed the stop button and it stopped.
It stopped so suddenly, Klein, and I fell down because I wasn't expecting it to stop that suddenly. And then a security guard walked into the fitness center and said, ma'am,
building shook. Ma'am.
And everyone was on an earthquake evacuation from the building.
Every single floor had to be evacuated of this giant building.
The foundation was crashed.
She said, are you okay? He said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm fine. And he said, I saw you from down the hall and I ran over here because I wanted to help you. And meanwhile, there are other people in the fitness center seeing this. And I said, no, and then I had to explain to him, I'm okay, but I pressed stop. I didn't think that it was going to stop so quickly, and it just caught me off guard, and I fell down. And he said, okay, I just wanted to make sure there was nothing wrong with the treadmill.
He's checking on the treadmill.
So not very nice treadmills we bought here.
Like, he wanted to make sure it was malfunctioning or something. He had to put that out of order sign on it.
Oh, right.
And I said, no, the treadmill's working fine. Yeah. I'm not used to this treadmill. I explained all this to him.
Did he put the out of order sign on you? That would have been great.
And then he said, are you sure you're okay? Because I can write a report. He was going to write like an injury report for me.
That would have been great.
And I said, no, I don't need an injury report.
No, you assaulted the treadmill. Stop.
Write an injury report for the treadmill. And so then all this is going on. People kind of stopped their workouts now, making sure that like the idiot is okay. And then finally he leaves. And now I'm recovering from this. I got a bruised knee. I continue with my workout. And then later, 10 minutes later, there's some kind of an office tour going on, where they parade all these new people around the gym and they're watching me work out. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, too bad they didn't get to watch you fall off the treadmill.
I know.
Hey, Johnny, is there surveillance footage in that gym? There must be, right? They have cameras there.
Yeah, let me go ask my buddy Marquise and see if he could send us that footage.
Yeah, get the footage of Allie falling off the treadmill.
Can you do me a solid, Marquise, and not do that?
Yeah. Oh, please get us the footage of Allie falling off the treadmill.
I'm going to DM them right now.
Yeah, they have to have cameras down. I would imagine there's cameras everywhere.
Look, it's probably not as bad as it felt.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
I'm sure it would look probably just like a little trip.
You went full down?
I don't think I went full down. I think it was one of those things where like you kind of like you're walking and then stop and kind of
right. But if the guy came all the way in to check on you to fill out a report, I mean that's a pretty big fall.
I mean, I was like doing my stretching and then he walked up to me. I couldn't believe that he came to my aid in that way. What a good security guard.
Looks like you fell on your face terribly. Oh, no, my face is fine, sir.
The poor floor. Do I need to get clean?
Well, that's our new mission now, to find this footage. Great. So hopefully we'll be releasing that later today. If you're not following along, you could do that at Klein Alley Show. We'll be right back after this quick break. I recommend you don't miss a minute of the show because you don't know what moment you could miss. You could even miss this.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We're about to find out how long we should be living for. Let me start that again. That came out all backwards.
I think you got another 2 weeks.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good question, 714. Julia Wolf is the name of that performer in my room on K-Rock with your Klein Alley Show. And if you need us, you can interact on the text line. You can call. The number's the same, 800-520-1067 or 323 Tip Bowley if you'd prefer. Also, coming up next hour, we'll get you into Universal Studios Hollywood so you can ride the new Fast and Furious roller coaster and everything else that's going on there at Universal Studios. Get one of them giant Simpsons donuts. Oh, the choice is yours when you go to Universal with 4 one-day tickets. So be ready to win them from us coming up next hour on K-Rock, and then we get you into that festival in Santa Monica later this morning. It is news time now. Lucky us. We got news. Then a brand new hour of the show can begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
If there was ever a time to watch the Jackie and Shadow Bald Eagle live cam, now is the time because the drama has been heating up. Jackie, still in that little bird hospital. She's in critical condition, but she just got a blood transfusion, so they're working on it. They say she's still highly anemic. She's having issues with her kidneys, but meanwhile...
How old is Jackie?
She is 14, and eagles live between 20 and 25 years in the wild on average.
Huh.
So maybe it could be age-related. They're not really sure yet. But Shadow is still in the nest bringing food to the eaglets. With the eaglets are still there, even though they've been able to fly for a while now. It's just proof that kids just stay home longer than ever.
I mean, rent's crazy.
Huh?
So rent's crazy right now.
Yeah. What does he say?
I don't know what he's saying.
He said rent is crazy right now.
Oh, God. Ugh.
I'm so glad I know now.
You know, I asked everyone on the show what percentage of Jake's jokes on the air they found funny. And the numbers were staggering.
Staggering high, right?
No.
What did Vanessa say?
5%. Vanessa said 5%.
Jake, I just want you to know you're not my type of funny.
I don't think we are either.
Facts.
All right.
Big crickets.
Like, what percentage of the show do you think is funny?
I want to say 50-50.
50-50. I'll take that.
That's okay.
It's not bad. I mean, if you think about most of the stuff we have to do, it's a lot of giving away this, giving away that. We don't really 50% of the time. 50-50. If we're 50% and Jake's 5%, I mean, he is bringing down the average. Let's put it that way.
So it would have been 55%. Right?
Johnny, what percentage of the things Jake says do you find?
He's trying to get the video of Ali falling.
Oh, good. That's a priority.
Shadow is now being seen with another female bald eagle.
Rent's crazy.
So they're...
What?
Dating is crazy.
I'm going to say it so no one can understand it, okay. And then I'll stop the show three times.
So this homewrecker hobag eagle has entered the picture, and they've seen them perching together.
Stop it.
Yeah, and they think that this might be this is the twist. They think it might be the same girl eagle that was fighting with Jackie.
Damn.
Oh.
So I know. This is like she was out to steal him from the beginning, potentially, right?
So she goes, I got to take Jackie out of the equation.
Jackie's getting weak. I got to bitch slap her, send her away, and then I'll start perching near the nest and kind of stake my claim.
She wants to be Eagle Cam famous.
She wants to be the next girl in Shadow's life. But they say, this is what the experts say. They say that Shadow will not cheat and that he has an extraordinary bond with Jackie, and it is unlikely he will move on for now.
Yeah, right.
For now.
How long you give him? I mean, if she's
I'll tell you how long, because once December hits, that's when he starts getting all horny and wanting to screw another
December.
Eagle.
I was thinking like 3 p.m. today.
Say that he will be loyal until it's like time to mate, and if she's not around by then, he may find somebody else.
This other one's just flapping around, showing off the goods.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's December and Jackie's not back and she's been there perching, you know, it's the easiest swap.
Get some strain.
But what if Jackie can't totally fulfill Shadow? Like, Jackie comes back, can't fulfill totally what Shadow needs. Can there possibly be a throuple situation here?
You know, that's a great idea. I don't know. Because what if he does smash? And what if he does link up with this new eagle? And this is a younger eagle.
Yeah.
And then Jackie comes back and is like, what the hell's going on? You're with my kids. You're with my husband.
It is going to be. Hey, Vanessa, you were in that throuple for a bit.
Oh, my God.
My
friends that I hang out with are a couple.
Right, but weren't you going on dates with them and they were paying for you?
No, they just pay for me because they like to.
Right. Uh-huh. So it is.
That's definitely how it works usually.
I pay for them too. I'm like, you know,
just because I love you.
I got it.
But do you think that this eagle situation can survive in thruple as a thruple?
Definitely not.
Well, they say that they mate for life. You know, that they don't really like find other mates, but you know, dating is getting hard in the in the regular world, and it's probably getting tough in the animal kingdom
too. I would imagine. It's 2026. There's a lot of new rules.
So there's a new problem in Boyle Heights, and I feel I feel so bad for these people in this neighborhood because ever since that fire happened at the cold storage warehouse, they've dealt with, like, at first it was air quality, then it was the ash raining down, then it was all the food rotting smell, and then now it's the rats that have come in to eat all the rotting food, and now we have the next phase of it, which is a giant fly infestation, and these flies could carry disease. And these are a specific type of fly, so listen to what these can do to the poor community of Boyle Heights.
Green bottle flies on the Lineage property are dangerous and breed quickly in a heat wave and spread to neighborhoods. Green bottle flies can cause myiasis, which is an infectious disease caused by the flies laying eggs in opened wounds of either humans or animals. Oh. This disease can cause irritation, ulcers, and in some cases, even death. Mm. With a number of flies around the property, it would not be uncommon for anyone in the area with an opened wound to contract myiasis.
I mean, what the F?
Like, at what point would you be like, I need to move? Like, when is this going to get better? I mean, this is...
Lay eggs.
I'm going to lay eggs for your myiasis.
That's terrible.
How would you like to live in Batman's mansion for the low, low price of $32 million?
Is that in Pasadena?
Yeah, it is. Batman's Wayne Manor is now on the market. This was Bruce Wayne's mansion in the original series with Adam West in the 60s. So it's not a new mansion, per se, but it was also in Stand By Me, Rush Hour, Bridesmaids, and Murder, She Wrote. It's a 19,000-square-foot house with 7 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms. It's a 17th-century castle. It's got leaded glass windows. So you got that sweet lead stuff from back in the day.
Good.
And it's got a massive home theater. But they do say if you can't afford to buy this property, it will cost between $300,000 and $600,000 a year just to maintain it because it's so old.
$306,000? That's not a lot.
$300,000 to $600,000
a year. That's a lot more. That's a lot more money. So even if you buy it, you need that much more additional just to keep the upkeep?
Just with upkeep. Exactly.
Man. Well, as Jake said earlier, the rent, huh?
Rent's crazy.
That's right. That's funny now because it's full circle
on
that.
Is this 50%
joke.
Funny?
It's 50%. No. Someone said on the text line they give Jake 3% funny, so it's moving down. It's K-Rock.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.